Mr. Lindbeck, good morning.
Well, good morning, Adrian. I'm here in Bethel, one of my favorite cities in Alaska, because I've just announced to run for Congress against Don Young, and I'm really excited, making kind of a kickoff tour. We went to Fairbanks, we went to Juneau, we're in Bethel, and tomorrow we're going to Kodiak. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Alaska. Right? I grew up in a Navy family, so I was kind of a military brat. But we moved to Kodiak when I was 9 years old in 1964, and then to Anchorage permanently in 68 when I was 13, starting the eighth grade, and graduated from West High School in Anchorage. And I've been in Alaska, 50 years now, and I love it. I could not imagine a better place to be, a better place to have an adventurous life. And I would like to serve Alaska. I've been in public service all my life, although I've never run for office. So this is a great new adventure for me.
Yeah, sure. So you've been around Alaska quite a bit. You probably understand Alaska pretty well. But why do you feel like you have to run right now?
Well, somebody's got to do it. Alaskans really deserve a choice. And I'm willing and able to step forward. And, I'm just excited about the chance for public service and leadership. And honestly, I'd rather really stay home and live in Alaska than move off to Washington, D.C. in some ways. But that's what it takes. And I think all of us need to step forward when there's a need in Alaska. And I've done it. I've had the great pleasure. I've had two jobs where my job was to be thinking on a statewide level and to travel around the state and see the great, tremendous diversity of Alaska. I was the executive director of the Alaska Humanities Forum in the 1990s, had a lot of opportunity to do some fabulous projects in the Bethel and YK region. So I've been here many times and always loved the work here. A lot of oral histories and Yupik Elder conferences and dance camps and so forth, just tremendous stuff. I also was, as you know, the general manager for Alaska Public Media, working with the Alaska Public Radio Network and all 26 stations around the state. So I had a chance to really get out and around, and I've loved every minute of it. And now I get to run a campaign and get out and see my friends all over different parts of Alaska. It's fabulous.
So in terms of a place like Bethel, what kind of programs are you going to be promoting that we can expect to affect us here?
Well, there's a whole gamut of things that are going on here that are affected by federal support or federal agencies, and I'll be working with all of them. You know about the whole, you know better than I do about all the needs and the issues going on in the villages. I have a particular interest in cultural education and preservation of cultural heritage and traditions, and I hope we can make some of those things happen as we have before. And I'm going to travel around and see what I can learn about what the most common current needs are. Things change pretty fast, and I'm really out listening now to hear more details about what people need.
So the lieutenant governor was out here last week, and we were talking about the permanent fund and about the governor's stance on basically cutting it in half. That's the plan that they presented to me. How do you feel about that?
State has some tough choices out there. As we all know, the state's in some tough financial circumstances. The revenues have dropped by 2/3 to 3/4. We've got to do something as Alaskans to fix it. I'm not running for governor, and I'm glad we have a pretty good governor working on this stuff. I think we need to preserve the dividend program. It's a very important income support in especially rural areas where people don't use it to go on a vacation. Usually they use it for ammunition to go do subsistence hunting and things like that. So I think we have some tough choices. I think we need to protect Alaskans as best we can. And the legislature is really the one with the job to design that for the combination of things to do to address this need.
I'm just curious what makes someone decide that they're going to run for an office like this.
Yeah.
When did you decide this, first of all?
I really decided about 2 months ago, kind of to really look seriously at it, and I had a long conversation with my wife. I wouldn't be doing it if she and I were not both equally enthusiastic about it. Got to have help on a thing like this. It's a huge challenge to get around to all the corners of Alaska, but that's why it's really the most fun part of this, getting out to see people and listen to them about their problems and issues and how they feel about the big issues that are ahead of us today. This campaign is really about the next 10 years, And we can't afford to look backwards in Alaska. We need to look ahead, and there's a lot going on. There's a lot of challenges for us. We need to keep federal support alive, and we need to diversify the economy so that we can look ahead to a bright future as we did before there was oil money here. So we know that oil is our mainstay. We need to protect and preserve and keep the oil fields going as long ahead as we can, but we also need to find new ways, and that's why the economy is really at first place in everybody's discussions. And you know, I want to work together with people across the board to make good things happen.
Well, thank you so much.
Koyana.